We have addressed the first two questions about learning Musar, why we need to learn Musar, and the issue we have is it seems like we really know all the material already, and it also doesn't seem that complicated. It's more just a question of applying it. And we went through the Mesilas Yesharim's answer to that, that really the little knowledge that we do have is very distant from the true understanding of the concepts that are so important to Avodas Hashem. And the knowledge that we have affects us very, very little. And the reason is because we don't have the depth and clarity and the feeling of that knowledge. And that's what we work on, and that's what the Mesilas Yesharim presents, is our job in learning Musar, to develop an appreciation, a depth, a clarity, to the point where it can really affect us and affect our emotions and affect our way of life. In addition, the Ramchal explains that it's not enough just to understand the concepts. We also have to develop a method. We have to develop a plan of acquiring these values. We have to come up with a way that we can turn ourselves into an Ohev Hashem, someone who loves Hashem. The Ramchal asks, are there different fundamentals of serving Hashem, something that comes to us naturally? Do we love Hashem or fear Him the way we naturally sleep and eat? Obviously, we don't. Clearly, besides just learning the concepts, we also need to devise methods and habits that will bring us to achieve the level of chassidus, of piety, that we understand is our obligation. And that can't be done without learning Musar. Musar helps us understand ourselves. It helps us identify our nature, our inclinations, and with that, we can figure out what is the correct path, what are the tricks, what are the ideas that we can apply to help us change, to help us grow, to help us become better. This is so much more relevant in our generation and every subsequent generation, as things that were perhaps simple for the older generation and previous generations become far less so for us. Perhaps 50 years ago, people felt Hashem's presence much more intensely than we do. But the world around us increases the volume of interference. There's a lot of other things broadcasting simultaneously, and our signal, so to speak, with Hashem is constantly being interrupted. The concepts that didn't need a lot of elaboration for our grandparents now need to be broken down and understood item by item. And in this way, this particular Sefer, Bilvavi Mishkan Evna, is so ideal for this purpose. He really goes through the basic fundamentals, step by step, delving deeper and deeper, making it more real and more relevant. As my brother would call it, Yiras Shamayim for Dummies, like, you know, the famous series. So the next question is, why should we prioritize Musar? How can we justify giving it a key time in our day? Now, the truth is, we're just doing 5 minutes a day, so that's like the bare minimum. But the Mesilas Yesharim, the Ramchal addresses this question at length. Why should it be prioritized? And the Ramchal writes that it doesn't make sense that we would devote time, energy, brain power to learn a sugya which is not negeya to halacha, answer questions we aren't required to answer, and ponder issues we're not obligated to decipher, and not think twice about prioritizing that. But the mitzvahs which we are obligated to Hashem, as to quote him, Chova Rabba, Amuna, Bitachin, Ahavas Hashem, and so on, we will leave to our habitual grasp, and it will remain mitzvahs Hanashem Milumada. So to understand that, let's take for a moment, look at Chumash Bereshis, which we're learning now. We learned as children the concepts and the stories in these parashiyas, or we're watching our children learn it now. Now, does it make sense that at the age of 25, 35, 45, or 55, we will have the same juvenile picture in our mind of Adam Harishon? That Adam Harishon was super curious about the fruit of the Eitz Hadas, so he ate it? It looked like it tasted good? But that pasuk seems to say that, right? It was good to eat. Tayv ha'eitz l'machol. Do we seriously believe that Adam Harishon, who is the handiwork of Hashem, a Navi and perfect, would be tempted physically? Esav and Yitzchak, do we think that Yitzchak could really be fooled by Esav? All these personas have depth, layer upon layer, and there are hundreds of lessons to be learned besides the tremendous amount which is beyond our ability to comprehend. But if we don't make any effort and we don't apply any kind of understanding and try to delve and to decipher it, we most certainly will remain with a default pshat. That's called mitzvahs anashim melumada. We just continue on with whatever it is we always thought without taking a moment to say, hey, this doesn't make sense. This must mean something much deeper. Hashem created the world. He created us. He wants something from us. If we leave this to the stock answers that we received when we first wondered about it, then we will go through life as children. The same way we mature physically and emotionally, we need to learn to appreciate life in a deeper and wiser way. We have to mature spiritually. And without Musa, this can't happen. There are some gifted children. They're brilliant, they're talented, and they skip grades, perhaps, where they can be doing high school math, but they can be on the same social and emotional level of a 10-year-old. And we can't allow that to happen to us, where on one hand, we might become more proficient in halacha and in Gemara and etc., but in this whole area of our own development, we're way back in the beginning steps.